Nolte, Heroic Group Seeks to Expose Anti-Trump Resistance in Federal Bureaucracy. By John Nolte on June 24, 2024. A conservative-backed group is creating a list of federal workers it suspects could resist Trump plans, reports the lying, far-left Associated Press, as though this is a bad thing. Tom Jones and his American Accountability Foundation are digging into the backgrounds, social media posts, and commentary of key high-ranking government employees, starting with the Department of Homeland Security. They're relying in part on tips from his network of conservative contacts, including workers. In a move that alarms some, they're preparing to publish the findings online. With a $100,000 grant from the influential Heritage Foundation, the goal is to post 100 names of government workers to a website this summer to show a potential new administration who might be standing in the way of a second-term Trump agenda, and ripe for scrutiny, reclassifications, reassignments or firings. The entire AP write-up is premised on this un-American idea. The public list-making conjures for some the air of Joseph McCarthy, the senator who conducted grueling hearings into suspected communist sympathizers during the Cold War. The hearings were orchestrated by a top staffer, Roy Cohn, who became a confidant of a younger Trump. That, of course, is exactly wrong and deliberately misleading. No one elected the federal bureaucrats who infest the deep state. And if these bureaucrats do anything other than implement the agenda of the sitting president, they are the fascists, the vigilantes, and the McCarthyites. We the people are supposed to be governed by the people we the people elect. The people we elect govern through our consent. When an unelected bureaucrat impedes, stalls, or in any way sabotages the sitting president's orders, agenda, and wishes, this unelected federal bureaucrat is, by definition, thwarting democracy by governing without our consent. This additional rationale is also BS. Jacqueline Simon, policy director at the American Federation of Government Employees, and others told the AP that civil servants are often ex-military personnel and are required to take an oath to the Constitution to work for the federal government, not a loyalty test to a president in the White House, the outlet said, paraphrasing her words. I ask you, what could be more unconstitutional than thwarting the agenda of a duly elected president and substituting it with your own when no one voted for you? When you do that, you are the one literally thwarting democracy. If you believe the president is doing something unconstitutional, there is a process in place called impeachment to address such things. Outside of that, some bureaucrat deciding all on their own that this is unconstitutional, and I'm not doing it, and I'm not going to allow it to happen, should be a criminal and firing offense. Regardless, the corporate media need to get their message straight. One minute we're being told the deep state is a right-wing conspiracy theory. The next the media are defending and lauding the deep state as patriotic. There's nothing patriotic about taking the law into your own hands, which is exactly what these smug bureaucrats do, but only when a Republican is president. If you're in the federal bureaucracy and not furthering the sitting president's agenda, you are an anti-American vigilante who deserves to, at the very least, be outed, exposed, and fired. Tom Jones, who is leading this patriotic effort, summed it up perfectly. You don't get to make policy and then say, hey, don't scrutinize me. Exactly. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.